Welcome to a delicious hour of culinary conversation with Chef Jamie Gwen. Dish with celebrity chefs, cookbook authors, trendsetters, and food experts, and gain inspirational ideas to feed your soul. You'll learn kitchen wisdom, wine education, and lifestyle tips, and you'll eat and drink like never before. Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen starts now.
A very good Sunday to you, food lovers. Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. I welcome you to a full hour of delicious conversation and gastronomic inspiration. The holidays are here again, and every Sunday I'll deliver the best of food and drink culture to you. From chefs' perspectives to recipes and culinary insight, eaters across the country, dig in, because I'm dedicated to great taste. I hope you'll open your mind, expand your palate, and join me to gain delicious knowledge on the wonderful world of food. I'm delighting your palate with the best ideas for the coming holidays, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas. And of course, you can entertain with ease this holiday season by choosing from my endless list of seasonal recipes at chefjamie.com. And you can find my daily dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen. So the million-dollar question for today's cooking lesson is, what is Hasselback? Well, the Hasselback potato is clearly the most impressive spud to ever call itself a side dish. They also sometimes go under the name accordion potatoes, or I've seen them called pill bug potatoes, which I think is really funny. But no matter what you call it, the result is the same. It's a single potato that's been sliced into thin wedges but left joined at the bottom and then baked until the layers fan out into these rounds of crispy, decadent bliss. Now, the slits actually allow for butter or olive oil and spices and other toppings to seep in between each of the crevices for truly fabulous flavor. A Hasselback potato is like having all of your potato dreams come true at once. The potatoes have the crispy edges of French fries, but the middles are creamy like mashed potatoes. So if you want to be a culinary hero this Thanksgiving, you should learn to Hasselback. Now, it's true, they are a quick side dish for dinner, but their elegant presentation really makes an eye-catching addition to holiday meals. Now, despite their fancy pants appearance, Hasselback takes really no more time and little more effort than your average foil-wrapped baked potato. But did you know that you can Hasselback many a fruit and vegetable? Like apples cut in Hasselback fashion are decadent, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and baked. Squash, like butternut, if you have a great big cleaver and a strong bicep, cut Hasselback, drizzled with chipotle honey, and roasted. So impressive and delicious. And by the way, sweet potatoes too. And then you can even Hasselback a chicken breast and stuff it with cheese and herbs. You just cut on the bias. It's not so bad either. You see, when a recipe becomes a viral hit on the internet, which Hasselback has, well, you just have to check and see what all the fuss is about, right? Hasselback potatoes, worth the fuss. Now, we can thank the Swedes for this newfound culinary phenomenon. The Hasselback potato is actually named for the hotel in Stockholm where the slicing treatment was invented in the 1950s. And the original recipe wrapped the spud in bacon. I think they're onto something, don't you? You start with, for the basic Hasselback potato, a few potatoes, and any potato will do. Some love a traditional russet. I've seen it done with small red bliss potatoes. I've always loved a Yukon Gold. It's buttery and yummy. And all you do is you slice vertically, leaving the potato still intact at the bottom. Now, first off, I like to get a thin horizontal sliver off the bottom of the potato to ensure that it rests flat on your cutting board and on the baking sheet. The key to a great Hasselback potato, though, is your knife skills and a great way to practice, don't you think? So you slice straight down into the potato, but you stop just short of cutting all the way through. And you make your slices as thin or as thick as you like. So you don't have to be a culinary master. I've seen it done with half half-inch slices, and I happen to think that quarter-inch slices are thin enough to get really great benefits of the culinary method. But no matter your expertise with a knife, you can hassle back. You place the potatoes on a baking sheet, and then next comes the fat, whether it be butter or olive oil or any mix of fats. I mix butter and olive oil for richness and flavor, but also the olive oil, because of its high smoking point, lends crispiness. I've actually thought about trying duck fat, but I haven't done that yet, but I should. And you really don't need much. I mean, you just need enough to brush the outside of the potato before it's baked, and then halfway through the baking process, you brush it again. The second application, by the way, is very important. When you first cut the potatoes, the slices are still very tight together, but about halfway through the baking, the potatoes have expanded, and the fan that you've created from cutting those thin slices top to bottom starts to fan out, and it gives you some space to get the butter or the olive oil down into the nooks and the crannies, and it really ensures crispy perfection when you baste once during the roasting. Now, these accordion folds, also known as Hasselback, are begging to be stuffed with just about anything. So, shredded cheese, minced herbs, perhaps crumbled bacon. In fact, a loaded Hasselback potato sounds really good right now. For the holidays, though, you know Kenji Lopez Alt. He's actually been highlighted on this show. He graced this show with his new cookbook recently. He's the food genius behind Serious Eats, which everyone loves. And he took Hasselback to a whole new level for the holiday season. He combines the method of potato gratin with Hasselback roast potatoes for the ultimate creamy in the middle, crispy on the top casserole. He takes mandolin slices of potato, so he cuts them all the way through, thin slices. But instead of layering them horizontally, he stands them up to simulate Hasselback, and he puts them into a casserole dish, pretty tight in fact, and then he pours in heavy cream and shredded cheese, and he bakes it for the ultimate gratin. And I cannot wait to try it. And if you've tried it, by the way, let me know how it turns out, please. Jamie@chefjamie.com will get you to me. But with regards to Hasselback, start with the basic. If you haven't made Hasselback potatoes before, wait till you see what all the buzz is about. You will end up with the most stylish baked potatoes on the block. And I will, of course, post my Hasselback recipe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Chef Jamie Gwen. And oh, you're welcome. Okay, there's some food news from this past week. Speaking of potatoes that you might want to know, here's some news you can use. You might never have to worry about potatoes, or apples for that matter, oxidizing again, thanks to modern food science. Two companies received green lights from the U.S. Department of Agriculture this past week for non-browning potato varietals. They're actually being called biotech potatoes. Not sure how I feel about that. And all three of the potato varieties that are being tested have been removed of the gene that is responsible for bruising and browning. Now, the potato companies say that this modification will help reduce food waste and therefore, you know, increase food security because there is a greater food supply. By turning off the browning and the bruising gene, fewer chips and fries would be rejected for discoloration. Statistics show, though, that only 5% of fries and chips are rejected because of browning. And, you know, the experts say they're not sure about GMO potatoes either. Of course, the Center for Food Safety has raised their concerns on the yet unknown consequences. And I think I'll take my potatoes straight up, like with a brown spot or two, and non-GMO. How about you? I'm good with that. But it is great dinner party conversation, don't you think? Speaking of dinner party conversation, if you're throwing a holiday shindig, Southern California food lovers, where do you plan to buy all of your gourmet ingredients? Well, You might know Smart and Final as that place where you stock up, but today they are so much more. If you haven't been into a new and better than ever Smart and Final Extra store, you're missing out. You can still stock up on thousands of club sizes. They offer sizes big and small. But you can now pick up your groceries for the week at prices lower than other grocery stores. In fact, up to 12% savings, in fact. You don't need a membership card. The aisles are nice and wide. They have everything from the fresh produce you love, even organics, to restaurant quality meats, great low prices on wine, beer, and spirits as well. There's a gourmet cheese section. There's bulk bins for all the legumes you could dream of. And I am proud to have Smart and Final as a supporter of this show, and I'm proud to shop at their stores. So you should shop it all at the Ultimate Warehouse and Supermarket. That's the new Smart and Final Warehouse and Market, friend and neighbor, and your holiday headquarters. Find a store near you at smartandfinal.com. And please don't touch your dial, because we have really delicious things coming up. We're delving into the science and the beauty behind bread with the modernist cuisine genius that is Chef Francisco Magoya. Yes, modernist bread just released, all 2,000 plus pages of it, and you're going to want to hear all about it. Also, before the end of the hour, we'll enlighten you to the marvels of Manuka honey, because your health just got better. Stay tuned. There's more fabulous food in your radio right after this. It's time for the Melissa's Produce Pick of the Week, every week from the ordinary to the extraordinary, guaranteeing that the best and freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's. This week's produce pick, Melissa's Asian Essentials. Oh, how I love these Asian greens. Each of these has been uniformly trimmed and separated for quick preparation and absolutely no waste. Everything from Napa cabbage leaves, perfectly cut and portioned for you. Baby bok choy, Shanghai, gailan, petit choy sum. All the beautiful Asian greens ready for a quick stir fry or a simple steam with a splash of soy sauce and rice wine vinegar. Perfect bright green color and healthy nutrition ready for you from Melissa's. The Asian Essentials come in a convenient 1-pound plastic clamshell, and the containers are brimming with 100% usable products. So the prep is done. Thank you, Melissa's. You can find Asian Essentials from Melissa's in the produce section of your favorite supermarket. Just look for their Melissa's logo where the eye is the carrot. You'll see it by name. Or order your produce direct to your front door by going to their website at melissas.com. The best, the freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $2,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4242 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4242. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4242.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. The end of the year is upon us, and that means good times with family and friends as we gather around the table for a holiday meal. If you're shopping for gifts this season and have yet to visit the District at Tustin Legacy, the premier shopping destination for Tustin and the greater Orange County area, or it's just been a while, now would be a great time. The District offers a wide variety of retail goods and services, dining, shopping, and entertainment in a vibrant outdoor setting. The District's diverse blend of shops make it the perfect destination, so I hope you'll join me for a private cooking class on November 16th at Whole Foods at the District from 6 to 8 p.m. I'll share my best recipes and inspiration for the season, and I assure you it will be delicious. You can enter to win the culinary experience at kabc.com/the district.
Was General Michael Flynn involved in a kidnap plot?
Wait, hobos are hooking up at the library?
And the Cronut is finally coming to L.A.
On the next McIntyre to Morning, get Smart 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is a true culinary exploration every Sunday in your radio. Chef Jamie Gwen with you. So Nathan Myhrvold and Francisco Magoya, they're at it again, using science and history to unlock the secrets of bread. In their very obsessive study of bread and how it's changed through the ages, Modernist Bread, the follow-up to Modernist Cuisine, is a five-part cookbook that was just released by the Cooking Lab. The new book stretches over 2,000 pages, and it chronicles the history and the science of the most beautiful bread baking. So today we're rethinking one of the world's oldest foods to understand how bread is made. And Chef Francisco Magoya is back to enlighten us. Francisco leads the Modernist Cuisine culinary team as head chef and has been recognized as the top pastry chef and chocolatier in the U.S. And I am very glad to have you back. Thank you for being here, Chef.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Always good talking to you.
Oh, thank you. Congratulations. So it's a 50-pound book with 4 pounds of ink, over a million words, 3,000 photos. I understand you baked over 36,000 loaves using 19 tons of flour, and that 230 very talented and extraordinary bakers contributed to the recipes. Talk about a feat. We thought you outdid yourself with Modernist Cuisine.
Well, I think part of it was because more people, like when Modernist Cuisine was being written, there was no precedent for it, and nobody knew, like, who are these guys and, you know, what are they trying to do?
True.
Now with Modernist Bread and having some history and people knowing what we do, it was easier to recruit people to, you know, test recipes for us or to review text, or, you know, we had some folks too who, for example, we had historians who were crucial in writing our history chapter, and so there was a lot of people involved who were happy to be involved because, again, there was now a precedent of how we do things. So.
No doubt. Why bread? If you would, tell a bit of the backstory. I understand that Nathan was shooting, was it in Italy? Beautiful artwork, and it incorporated the beauty of bread so much so that it was an inspiration of sorts.
Yeah, I think, you know, bread is one of those, it's a perfect scientific model of something that looks so simple and at first glance, but it's actually one of the most extremely complicated systems that exists. I mean, I can't think of anything else that is made up of four ingredients that just by altering, you know, the quantities, you could get such dramatic different results from one bread to the other and still call it bread.
Hmm.
I really think that if we thought about it, there's nothing more complicated or there's no more complicated system than that of dough. So our job was to basically take this this dough and you know, just the concept of bread and try to break it down into what, you know, Modernist Cuisine does, which is the science of it. Because when you understand the science of things, all of a sudden they become less complicated. I mean, with bread, there's a lot of mysticism, there's a lot of folklore that occurs simply because, you know, bread has been, you know, it goes hand in hand with mankind's history. So it's been around for so long that a lot of things that people do to make bread are either just by, you know, that's the way it was taught to them, or it's been passed down from generation to generation, or, you know, there's a lot of it that doesn't come from science, that just comes from human folly, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it's taught from one person to the other. And so what we wanted to do was demystify a lot of those things, to explain to people, you know, things that might worry them, like building a starter, maintaining a sourdough starter, you know, how to proof your dough, how to bake it in a home oven, or how to bake it in a professional oven.
Right.
There was so much of it, so much information that we eventually came up with that we actually had to cut some text out of the book. Otherwise, it would have been an even bigger book. So bread,
right.
bread is Nathan's wheelhouse for that reason, because it's because of all those reasons that I mentioned. I mean, it's one of the first foods you eat, too,
yes.
right, as a child. I don't think anybody remembers their first loaf of bread because you had it at such a
young early age.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's such an integral part of your life that
yes.
I can't think that anybody really remembers the first loaf of bread they ate.
So give us a few tastes of the extraordinary research and the education that you share in 2,462 pages. The secrets, if you would. So I love that if you want to relax dough, you mm-hmm. share with us the idea yeah. of acid.
Yeah. So, for example, whenever we tackled any sort of, you know, classic recipe and wanted to make adjustments to it, it was mostly because, I mean, what we asked ourselves was this question. It's like, what could be improved about this bread? Or what is it about this bread that is complicated in its process that we could improve on it or make better or easier or faster? There was always this mantra of improving somehow the dough, and not just making it, changing things just willy-nilly for, you know, just for no real reason. And that was the case with utilizing the fruit juice, which I'm going to explain to you what it is. What it means is, if you have a dough that is very stiff, typically stiff doughs, what that means is that they're very low in water. The lower the water, the stiffer the dough.
Mm-hmm.
So in doughs like challah or pretzels or bagels, these are doughs that are they're very stiff, and so they're very hard to roll out by hand. As you try to roll them out, if you do it too hard, they tend to rip a little bit. Because they're not as stretchy, or if you do roll them out, they spring back
yes.
very quickly because the gluten just wants to pull in. But it turns out that if you add a little bit of kiwi juice or pineapple juice or papaya juice, literally 2 drops per, like, a kilo of dough, what this is going to do, there's an enzyme in these fruits that is a natural, it basically breaks down protein. But if you just add a little bit, it only breaks it down just enough so that the dough can become easy to roll out and stretch.
Fascinating.
This is something that is done with different sorts of additives in an industrial production, but they use different additives. They use like bromelain, they use papain, they use another ingredient called L-cysteine. But these are basically, they're just powder forms of what is in kiwi juice and what is in pineapple juice. So,
the enzyme, right.
Yeah, the enzyme. You can buy a kiwi, eat half of it, and then just take a couple drops, put it into your challah dough, and all of a sudden it magically becomes, not magically, but it seems like it magically becomes easier to roll out and to shape.
Yeah, so, but what I think is amazing, Chef, is that there is a tremendous amount of quote-unquote magic in
yeah.
all of this knowledge that you are dishing out in the book. And that's what is so brilliant about modernist cuisine and now modernist bread, is that you're delving so deeply into the makeup of bread that we're learning the secrets that we can apply ourselves. That one, you know, teeny ounce of information that makes all
right.
the difference. Like right. The bubbles in dough. What
uh-huh.
what a brilliant piece. How many bubbles in a loaf did you determine?
Well, it's technically, there's only one bubble in the loaf of bread. and the reason why it's only one bubble is because all of the bubbles inside the dough have popped. And so they're all interconnected. So theoretically, it's
yes.
one bubble.
Just one.
Yeah. And so, you'll never look at the crumb of your bread the same way again.
No, not at all.
I mean, until I didn't learn this, I thought it was like, well, it's just a series of different bubbles. But, I mean, it's a very interesting fact about how bread bakes and how steam basically pops the bubbles, and then it moves to the other bubble, and it pops that bubble, and it moves to another bubble, and it pops that one until it gets to the core of the dough. And that's it's a very interesting physical phenomena of steam and how it acts on dough. So, yeah, one bubble.
Just one. Chef, if you'd please pause there, we need to take a quick break. More with the genius of modernist cuisine on Modernist Bread right after this. Chef Jamie Gwen here. The holidays are here. In fact, Thanksgiving, less than 2 weeks away. Your to-do list is long, but your timeline is short. Well, it's a good thing that Smart and Final has you covered, right? You can make just one time-saving stop for restaurant-quality meats and beautiful produce, all the holiday baking ingredients you need, plus spiral-sliced hams and appetizers, beverages, and more, plus incredible party supplies to make your feast amazing and everything you need to clean it up after, all available at Smart and Final. You see, there is a place in your neighborhood where you can find farmers market freshness, more club sizes than a club store, and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets. That place is Smart and Final. You get all the beauty and freshness and convenience of your local supermarket, plus the warehouse club sizes, but no membership fees. At Smart and Final, you really get it all. High quality foods for holiday dinners, supplies for weekend parties, organics, locally sourced products, and some really cool gourmet stuff that you just can't find anywhere else. So if you're looking for a better supermarket, well then skip the supermarket and find value, convenience, and quality every day at Smart and Final. This week's values are exceptional. Fresh Foster Farms chicken drumsticks or thighs in the family pack, limit 4 packages, just 77 cents per pound. And fresh Hass avocados are just 67 cents each. So find a Smart and Final store near you for real savings of up to 25% every day. Check it out at smartandfinal.com.
News. Talk. Evolve. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Hard to believe that the holidays are upon us. One often asked question is what wine to serve. Happily, for my palate, there's an easy answer. When it comes to reds, Pinot Noir is by far the most versatile pairing. The Jaylor Estate's Falcon's Perch Pinot Noir is a personal favorite, both for price and quality. The Lohr family grows their Pinot in their cool climate Monterey area vineyards. Its cherry plum flavors, bright acidity, and warm spicy finish make it incredibly food-friendly. It's an obvious pairing with your roast turkey, but the Jaylor Pinot Noir also goes incredibly well with salmon, lamb, and beef, and a cheese plate, too. Whether for gift-giving or for treating guests at your holiday table, you can find the wonderful Jaylor Estates Falcon's Perch Pinot Noir fairly easily around town. And, of course, you can get more info at jlohr.com. Cheers from Jaylor Vineyards and Wines.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. Survivors of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and sexual abuse are taking part in a hashtag MeToo march and rally in Hollywood today. The rally is being held from 1 until 3 at Hollywood and Highland. An undersea robot found the body of a diver who sank next to an oil platform yesterday. Two other divers were also in the water near the platform 7.5 miles off the coast of Long Beach. The diver was last seen sinking in 270 feet of water. In the Los Angeles Rams will play their annual Salute to Service Military Appreciation game when they face the Houston Texans at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum this afternoon. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s to mid-70s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. At Hoffi, making delicious is what they do. Family-owned for over 85 years, Hoffi is true to its roots and embracing the future, honoring tradition with great flavor and quality. Hoffi Original Recipe Beef Franks are made with the highest quality 100% beef and the family's special spice blend. Whether you need a quick, delicious weekday meal or a hearty feast while watching your favorite teams with friends, Hoffi Premium Beef Franks provide the quality and flavor you need. And don't forget Hoffi Bacon-Wrapped Hot Dogs. They've put together two all-time favorites that will make everyone happy. In fact, at Hoffi, that's just what they do. Hoffi, making delicious, making happy. You can stock up on a variety of Hoffi hot dogs at Smart and Final stores in Southern California and find recipes and ideas for dinner tonight at HoffiBrand.com.
Epix is the home of big Hollywood movies, comedy specials, and exclusive original series, including the return of critically acclaimed spy thriller Berlin Station. Shred the truth, sell the lies, in the TV series hailed as an exhilarating thrill ride, filled with nonstop action, salacious secrets, and a stellar cast. Berlin Station, a new Epix original series with Ashley Judd, Richard Armitage, and Kiki Palmer. Watch Sundays, 9, 8 Central, only on Epix, or watch free episodes now at epix.com.
We're back and we're dishing on the art and science and beauty of bread. Chef Francisco Magoya is here from Modernist Cuisine. Chef, if you are a dedicated bread baker and if you're looking to master the art of bread, well then Modernist Bread will no doubt make you the best baker anyone has ever met. Chef Francisco Magoya is here, and we are talking about his and Nathan Myhrvold's newest release, the 50-pound book that brings you incredible insight, the most comprehensive book ever written about bread. Chef, let's talk bagels for a moment.
I love bagels.
I do, too. I know you do. That's funny. That's a tidbit of fact I know about you, and I know that I think you and I share the belief that a New York bagel is better. Is it not? Is it the water that does make it better?
No, we don't share that opinion, unfortunately.
We don't? Oh, I thought we did. Okay, wait, you'll eat a bagel anywhere?
Well, I'll make a bagel anywhere.
Oh, there we go. There's the difference.
Yeah, the difference is not necessarily in the water. And we actually, you know, this is one of those things that just sounded so bogus that how can it be? Mostly because, first and foremost, I've had really bad bagels in New York City.
You have?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I've had good ones, too. But
yeah.
It's not the norm that you have a good bagel. Just because you're standing in, you know, 32nd Street, you're going to have a good bagel.
Well, then,
magically
it must be in my head, Francisco, because I will fly for bagels.
Well, you don't have to anymore.
Okay.
So, tell. We actually experimented with this. We had somebody bring us New York City tap water. They shipped us 2 gallons of tap water, in which we used that water to make not only the bagels, but also to boil them. And then we baked them. And then we did the exact same recipe side by side with Seattle tap water. And, you know, we boiled it in Seattle tap water as well. And we did a blind tasting, what's called a triangle test, in which you give, you give them 3 bagels. One of them is a control, and the 2 others are, they're exactly the same. And so people don't really know at all what they're tasting, what they're having. And so the people who tasted them, they could not tell the difference, whether they were Seattle bagels or New York bagels. And so a lot of it, the most important thing has to do with technique. It has to do with how you make them. And the thing is that, you know, in New York, you're accustomed to having a bagel look and feel a certain way. And it might mean that in, you know, St. Louis, you know, they make it slightly different because they don't live in New York. And so it looks a little bit different. It has a different feel. But it's not about the water. If it was just about the water, speak about magic. I mean, that would be magic. You know, that would be something that couldn't be explained by science. Not every tap water in New York City comes from the same source. I mean, not everybody gets the same kind of water. So, and, you know, this is to say also that a lot of bakeries have to have their water filtered just by health department standards. So if it's any, like, magical ingredient that's in the water, it's going to be filtered out.
Okay, Francisco, you're bursting my one bubble.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No apologies necessary.
Bagels in your house.
Yes.
You can make great bagels.
That's very true. Okay, I shall follow the modernist bread technique. I thought it was most interesting as well to learn, and rather sad maybe, that whole wheat bread isn't necessarily healthier than white bread in all of your research.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, there was the initial research that was done into this whole, like, whole wheat is better for you than white flour. The initial research on this was, the science on it was very weak, and regardless of this, there was big companies that just latched onto it, and they used this as a foundation to prove that whole wheat was healthier for you. And you have to understand that, you know, look, and, you know, I'm sorry to get a little bit explicit here, but if you're taking whole wheat for, let's say, to stay regular.
Yes.
Sure, fine. And that's really the only reason it's going to work, because what you have is bran and germ, which are basically it's insoluble fiber. And there's nothing in there that your body can break down. So any nutrients that might be in there, your body's not going to absorb. It's just not going to happen. They're going to go right through you. So if you're eating whole wheat bread for nutrition, you shouldn't be doing it for that. If you're doing it because they taste good, then fine, because whole wheat breads are delicious. Grains are delicious. They make exceptional breads. But don't take it like medicine, expecting that whole wheat is all of a sudden going to be this thing that is good for you. White bread has as much nutrition as whole wheat bread. And again, sure, in the ingredients you might see that the bran and germ have these minerals and these vitamins, but your body cannot absorb them.
Well, it certainly lessens the restrictions. It brings a whole new world of possibilities to the daily sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is that, you know, nobody should really judge anybody else for what sort of bread they eat, right? I mean, there's this whole thing that you don't eat whole wheat bread, you eat white bread, something's wrong with you. If you like white bread, eat white bread. If you like whole wheat bread, eat whole wheat bread. Don't do it for nutritional purposes, because you're not going to get the nutrition you think you're getting from bread.
Okay, so, good lesson. A good lesson,
yeah,
no doubt. Proven.
Yeah, but also keep in mind, we don't eat as much bread these days as we used to in the past, right? I mean,
that's true.
Before, our diet was probably half, if not everything we ate was bread. And these days, it's greatly reduced. So, again, it's one of those things that everything in moderation, you know?
Yes, and I think to appreciate the beauty of bread is something that we're more mindful of today. So whether you're baking a brilliant loaf or you buy an artisan store-bought kind, leave us with the best and worst ways to store bread, please.
The worst way is to refrigerate it. You should never put bread in the fridge. I mean, what's going to happen...
Right?
Never, ever. No, because what that is going to do is it actually accelerates staling. The best way, we have this big table in our book on how to store bread from 4 hours up to like 3 months, and what you should do at each stage for storing. Most breads, if they're not made with like a sourdough starter, they'll probably not be good to eat after like 24 hours or so. They'll be stale. Breads that are made with a sourdough starter have a longer shelf life, like 3 or 4 days. And if you really want to, you know, keep your bread for a while, what you should do is, what I like to do, let's say if I bought like a sourdough and it's a boule, which is a round bread, and I know I'm not going to finish it, what I'll do is I'll cut into slices, as many slices as I can, and then I'll freeze it in like packs of 4 slices. Wrap it and freeze it. And this way, whenever I want a slice or a sandwich, all I have to pull out from the freezer is the pieces that I need, and then I quickly throw them in a toaster oven for a few minutes, and then it's like they're fresh again. And, you know, I mean, that's the one key thing to never do is to put them in the fridge.
Okay.
And don't use a bread box. A bread box has no purpose whatsoever. It doesn't make bread stay fresher. If you're using it for a place to put your bread that is not a drawer, fine. But if you're doing it because, it will make the bread stay fresher for longer, it absolutely does not. It's just a box. There's nothing about this box that is keeping your bread fresher. It's an enclosed area. If the bread is exposed or not, that's a different story. I mean, if I cut into a loaf of bread, what I do want to do is if there's any exposed surface here, I'll cover it. Either by covering it with, you know, a cloth or, you know, putting it face down on a cutting board so that the crumb is not drying out.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the bread box has real no purpose than to store bread, but it doesn't keep it fresher for longer.
I love that you are debunking the myths and teaching us that good bread is both an art and a science, and it is a beautiful celebration of bread. So congratulations to you, Francisco, and to Nathan as well. Thank you for sharing your immense knowledge and passion. I am always grateful to have you on the radio, and you are welcome every and any time.
Thank you so much. I hope we can get more people to make bread. That's
great. Baking brilliant bread. The art and science, a revolutionary new understanding of one of the most important staples of the human diet. Modernist Bread has just released the latest scientific research, state-of-the-art applications spanning over 2,600 pages. This is the largest, most comprehensive book ever written about bread from the genius that is Chef Francisco Magoya and Nathan Myhrvold, and it will change the way you think of bread from the ground up. You can learn more at modernistcuisine.com and follow Francisco at FJ Magoya, M-I-G-O-Y-A. A very delicious bread baking and bread breaking season to you, Chef. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, always a pleasure. As the delicious conversation continues, Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio with gastronomic insight and more after the break.
Whether you need bananas for lunch, tri-tip for dinner, or party goods for the weekend, you'll find everything you need at Smart & Final. Smart & Final has the low prices of a Walmart, the big sizes of a Costco without the membership fees, plus the freshness of your local supermarket. Smart & Final. Warehouse prices, big and small sizes.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. I'm a Southern California girl through and through, so I grill year-round, don't you? But does your barbecue impress? I love my Twin Eagles grill, the infrared burner that sears a steak to perfection, the rotisserie for everything from chickens to holiday turkey to prime rib, the flat top for the ultimate hamburger. Oh, it's a grill master's dream. I really don't believe that there's a better grill on the market, and my Twin Eagles grill will last for years to come because Twin Eagles manufactures premium grills. It's the performance of the grilling system that sets Twin Eagles apart. Seamless, welded, stainless steel construction with quality that you can immediately see, feel, and trust. And Twin Eagles grills are made in the USA. To learn more about the complete line of Twin Eagles outdoor kitchen equipment and to locate a showroom near you, visit TwinEaglesGrills.com.
We Peter Tilden to the net. To Toffoli, who scores? What a hit. Mike Catherwood. Save is made by Dr. Drew. Are you kidding me?
We are all Kings. The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne tonight as they face off against the San Jose Sharks.
Saved by Quick.
Nick and Daryl get things started at 7 with Inside Kings Hockey. Then, stick around after the game for Kings Talk, exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
The season of gratitude is upon us. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Thanksgiving means spending time with family and friends, whether the gathering is at your house or not. Don't let that water heater make a turkey out of you. Call the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911. They work around your schedule. SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Yep, even on holidays. So if your pipes get stuffed, they're the ones to trust. Save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
O'Reilly. When it comes to vehicle safety, having poor visibility is a risk not worth taking. Get set for this fall's weather by visiting your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store during the See Better, Drive Safer sale. You'll find deals on name brand headlights, wiper blades, and everything you need to see better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
KABC presents country superstar Brad Paisley.
Everything I ever wanted.
Up close and personal. November 21st at the Savant Theater, hosted by Peter Tilden.
Hey, this is Brad Paisley. Join me and my pal Peter Tilden for an amazing cause.
Hey, that's right, Brad. Each ticket purchase helps raise funds for the Tom Sherrick MSO Foundation and their mission to crush MS.
I'm looking forward to seeing you November 21st for an intimate, up-close, and personal concert.
Tickets are still available, but I got to tell you, they're going very fast. So go to kbc.com/Paisley. You won't want to miss this amazing intimate event.
Brought to you by your Southern California Chevrolet dealers.
Delivering the world of food directly to your radio. Welcome back. Chef Jamie Gwen here. So I had a bit of a sore throat this morning. I took my daily teaspoon of Manuka, and I'm here to tell you, yes, I am a believer. Have you heard the buzz, pun intended, about Manuka honey? Well, Manuka honey is produced in New Zealand by bees that pollinate the native Manuka bush, creating that healing power of honey, and it is considered one of nature's most powerful natural medicines. Honey has long been used since ancient times for its healing properties, and Manuka honey is truly a gift from the bees. To learn more and to better understand the phenomenon that is Manuka, Andrew Kerr from Three Peaks, considered to be the world's most magnificent Manuka honey, is here to dish live from New Zealand. I'm very glad to have you. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Jamie.
Thank you for being here. Did you take your daily dose of Manuka today?
I have had my daily dose of Manuka, as I do every day.
Yes. Was it in tea or coffee, or did you drizzle it over your granola, as I understand you are famous for?
I have it in smoothies, and I also take it straight from
nice.
The jar.
Nice. Okay, I did that too. I think it's really quite extraordinary that it has been many years since the researchers at, from what I understand, the New Zealand University, found that this Manuka honey contained higher levels of enzymes than conventional honey, right? In 1981, the study came out. And so I would love if you would share more and exactly what is Manuka and what these enzymes are credited with.
Sure. So Manuka is a plant that's found in New Zealand. It flowers for a very short period of time, only around 10 weeks a year. That starts in our start of our summer season, really, so December through to the end of February. It contains a little over 200 compounds that you don't find in other honeys. These come together to form the UMF rating that we get out of the honey. So you have DHA, MGO, which provides the medicinal properties that are found in Manuka honey.
Mm-hmm.
So the compounds are unique to Manuka. The higher the UMF rating you can get, the better. So the unique Manuka factor or the UMF rating is we test for that. So we have the honey is harvested and we put it into the laboratory for testing and it gives us our rating of UMF and it ranges from 6 plus through to 20 plus.
So these ratings determine the strength of the enzyme itself, which has been proven to have extraordinary benefits to enrich the body, right?
Exactly right. So the level of the UMF rating, so the higher the rating, mm-hmm. the higher the quality and the higher the benefits that you'll get from the honey that you're taking.
Right. So we know because of the research and the studies that have been done that Manuka honey protects against damage caused by bacteria. We know that it can stimulate production of cells, that it fights against infection. There are a lot of people that use it as a natural antibacterial, yes?
Yes, absolutely. So it promotes good digestive health.
Digestive,
good for
too.
Coughs and colds.
Yes.
Sore throats, as you were talking about this morning, you mm-hmm. get a sore throat, you take the Manuka honey, it helps a lot to take the Manuka honey, it helps the throat get better. Daily wellness, just a boost of energy, so if you're feeling a bit flat during the day as well, you can take it for a bit of an energy boost along the way, right through to applying it topically on your skin for healing wounds and injuries on your skin. It helps to heal those up as well because of the antimicrobial properties that's in the Manuka honey.
Yes, and we have another Andrew here in the States, actually, Andrew Weil. He's a homeopathic doctor I'm sure you know of, and he's a great Manuka honey fan because he believes in its power to reduce inflammation.
Yeah, that has been attributed to the qualities that's in the Manuka honey. There's a lot of research going on around that, and it's now being added to a lot of medical type dressings mm-hmm. For helping with inflammation.
Yeah, fabulous. And a totally natural product. I think what's so fascinating about honey, I happen to be very much a honey lover, Andrew, and I speak about honey in that it's considered the only food ingestible on the planet that never goes bad. They say that if you're going to ingest honey, you know, on a daily basis, just or to use in cooking, the regular form of it, that you should try to find that honey that is locally sourced or from hives in your area, because you can gain great benefit from the fact that the bees pollinate from the trees and the shrubbery and so on around you, and you can build up anti-allergic properties, you know, to lessen your allergies. There's something really, truly extraordinary just about honey in and of itself, and Manuka is that next level.
Yeah, it is. It is. And like you say, the taking it, the pollen that you find in the honey
yes.
does help build up your immune system to allergic reactions such as hay fever, etc.
Fascinating. Is Manuka the shrub found anywhere else in the world other than New Zealand?
There's different strains of it. It's sometimes called tea tree in other countries. In Australia, they have what they call tea tree.
Yes.
Manuka, that we harvest our Manuka from a very rugged part of the central North Island, where it gets very cold in the winter and very, very hot in the summer, and it's very remote. And so the Manuka trees there are very, very hardy, if you like, because
yes.
they can handle the extreme temperature changes.
Interesting.
And it makes strong plants, which makes very good honey.
Yes.
Unique to that area, each province in New Zealand has different types of Manuka that produces different qualities of the honey.
Fascinating. When you say rugged, you meant it in the greatest sense of the word. Three Peaks Honey, Manuka, is from a remote volcanic plateau. From what I understand,
correct.
You can only gain access to the hives often by helicopter?
That is the case. So
that's unbelievable.
We have helicopters flying hives in and out, and we have to get our guys in there as well. So it is very remote, and that ensures that the quality of the honey that comes out of those areas is the best it can be. The hives are
yes.
situated right in the middle of the best trees that we can find.
Yeah, talk about premium quality. I read that it takes 375 New Zealand bees and 8 Manuka plants to produce a jar of Three Peaks Manuka honey like the one I have on my kitchen counter?
That is correct. So they're amazing little creatures. They work very, very hard, and they produce a great product.
Yeah, I really think it's quite extraordinary that we can benefit from the beauty of the ecosystem in the way that we do, and that these new discoveries are always being made about the very natural ingestibles that can better our lives in so many ways. And Manuka honey and its popularity and ever-growing popularity is really a testament to that.
The big thing about it is, you know, our brand phrase is enrich life every day.
Yes.
And I think that Manuka honey certainly does do that.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I am a great Three Peaks Manuka honey fan. I have tasted many, and you do have just a glorious product. And I thank you for sharing your insight and your knowledge and for bringing us, no doubt, the best of Manuka honey from New Zealand. Thank you. He is Andrew Kerr of Three Peaks Manuka Honey. Do your research, learn about the health benefits of Manuka online, and then visit Three Peaks NZ for a premium education on the good stuff. And so that brings us to the end of another hour of truly delicious conversation. I hope that you'll show your good taste by tuning in every Sunday. And if you happen to have missed a show, you can find podcasts on iTunes under Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen and Holiday Recipe Inspiration, always posted at chefjamie.com. I'll leave you with my last bite for the hour, my last ounce or tidbit of gastronomic inspiration. So you love pumpkin pie, right? But you don't really want to bake a whole pie. Well, I have the perfect hack for you. You can whip up this pie in a mug. It takes less than 5 minutes, and it is absolutely worth every bite. In a microwave-safe mug, you mix together an egg, a cup of pumpkin puree, a couple of tablespoons of condensed milk, some pumpkin pie spice, and a pinch of salt, and you whisk it until it's smooth. You clean the edges of the cup, and then you set your microwave on high for 2 to 3 minutes, or until the center of the mug is no longer liquid. Then you carefully remove the very hot mug from the microwave, as it definitely gets hot, and instead of the crust, you garnish on the top with some graham cracker crumbs, maybe a big dollop of whipped creme fraiche or whipped cream and a sprinkling of Saigon cinnamon. And oh yes, you have the best pumpkin pie that ever came out of a microwave. I will post the recipe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen for my microwave pumpkin pie. And I will meet you here next Sunday, as we will be just days away from Thanksgiving and we'll be dishing on a glorious feast. I thank you for listening, as always, and I wish you a delicious week. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen signing off, and I hope you continue to eat well.